From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations makes a grim accusation. A new United Nations report details the killings of thousands of Syrians detained by all sides in the five-year conflict. The report was compiled by the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
The independent investigators accuse the Syrian government, armed opposition, and terrorist groups of war crimes and crimes against humanity. They say the large-scale killings of Syrian combatants and civilians, including children, in secret detention centers run by these groups, occur with impunity. The report, which is based on more than 620 eyewitness accounts and documentary evidence, strongly suggests that tens of thousands of people are detained by the Syrian government at any one time. It says thousands more have disappeared since their initial arrest. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkey and Germany have agreed to set up measures aimed at tackling the Syrian refugee crisis. Speaking Monday in Ankara with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the two countries would carry out joint efforts for greater NATO involvement in the refugee effort. The United States has welcomed a Saudi effort to deploy special forces to support possible coalition ground operations inside Syria. In Washington, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir said Monday the country's willingness to send special forces to Syria is contingent on the U.S. leading the ground effort. The United Nations says at least 40,000 people in South Sudan are on the brink of starvation. It urged warring parties to let aid deliveries in. The U.N. Food and Agriculture Organization said an additional 2.8 million people are in need of food. This is VOA News. Presidential hopefuls traveling across snowy New Hampshire Monday are making their final appeal to undecided voters and stepping up their attacks on their rivals. New Hampshire holds its first-in-the-nation primary election Tuesday. Businessman Donald Trump is leading the Republican field by a wide margin.
This is really amazing. I mean, we're coming to the end of a beautiful, beautiful journey. I hear we're going to do well, but the snow is out there. I don't know what effect will the snow have.
Ahead of the vote, opinion polls show Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a shrinking but still comfortable double-digit lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the Democratic race. A Taliban suicide bomber Monday killed at least three Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 in the northern Balkh province. Afghan officials say a bus carrying personnel of the Afghan National Army was the target of the attack. Hours later, officials in eastern Paktika province bordering Pakistan said a suspected suicide blast at a market killed at least six civilians and wounded nine. Also, unknown assailants gunned down a presidential palace guard in eastern Nangarhar province. U.S. President Barack Obama is asking Congress for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funding to help fight the Zika virus. The money would be used in the United States and other countries supporting strategies to combat the virus. Those include mosquito control programs, vaccine research, and health care services for low-income pregnant women. Two survivors were recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in Taiwan. The rescues come 2 days after the building collapsed during an earthquake. The quake left at least 36 people dead. Algeria is adopting a new package of constitutional reforms that include limiting presidents to two terms and recognizing as official the language used by Berbers. Parliament approved the reforms Sunday. The changes reverse a 2008 provision that had allowed President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to run for two additional terms. A human rights group wants Egypt's president to condemn comments by his justice minister that appeared to advocate the mass killing of Muslim Brotherhood supporters. Human Rights Watch says President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi should make clear that his government does not endorse Justice Minister Ahmed al-Zin's recent comment that he would not be satisfied until 10,000 Brotherhood members were killed for every slain member of the armed forces. Al-Zin made the remarks on January 28th on satellite channel Sada al-Balad. The rights group said the interview was widely shared on social media. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.